Good morning. 8:18 on September 7th. Hi. Yeah, yesterday was quite a day. Working with the kids was amazing. I don't think they quite understand what they've signed up for. There's a half dozen of them, and it should be an interesting time. I had them write down a one-sentence summary of the story that they thought they might want to write, and then let them know that, of course, that they would have to write the story that they wanted to write, not necessarily the one that matched the sentence, and that the exercise for writing the sentence would make more sense after the story was complete. So, mostly what they were afraid of was one girl had writer's block. She just couldn't seem to write anything, but she didn't know how to get out of it. And the rest was sort of like, I don't know. I'm not sure what to be afraid of. So we talked about fear of language, and that there was no school-appropriate language in this assignment, that the language had to be consistent for the story, and that was the limitation on it. Also that fear of what people would think of them if they wrote a real, true story. I talked about it. They didn't really want to get into it. They were very uncomfortable with the whole idea, which is understandable. So, let's see how this unfolds. Let's see how this unloads. One guy has a very clear idea of what he wants to write, the only guy in the group. And I think a couple of the girls have an idea. The others are sort of like, I don't know. So I was supposed to write 14,000 words by next week, 2,000 words a day, which is going to be a challenge. And they only have to bring me 5 pages, double-spaced manuscript format. So it could be fun. Next Thursday, I get to read some student writing. So last night we did a recording for John Moreau about Walk the Fire, and I actually spent some time in the story Bible, so I had some idea of what we were talking about, and I'm rather intrigued now. I've got to write this story. I've got like 5 days left. It was due a month ago, and he needs to send it up for paste up soon, so he needs the story, which I haven't written. So that's what I'll be doing this weekend. Today I have wife home again, and kids gone to school. Tomorrow everybody will be home once more. Oh, today I think I'm going to barbecue some ribs today. I need to get those going when I get home. After I upload and post the podcast. I didn't get breakfast this morning either. It's like, I'm hungry. So, yeah, there's a question about 100 years. Is 100 years enough? And the answer is, of course, that their leases are renewable. And it's a rare lease that's not renewed. So, yeah, 100 years. And it's as much about cash flow as it is anything else. And payment schedules. So there's that. It's kind of a cool, chilly morning this morning. Lawnmowers going everywhere. But quite a cool morning. 55. And overcast, well, mostly cloudy. Broken clouds, but it's mostly overcast. It's quite a lovely day still. Feeling a bit lightheaded for some reason. I suspect it's because I'm a little bit later than normal and I haven't had my breakfast yet. Tomorrow I have to weigh in and find out how well I've done this week. So I'm very much looking forward to that, in all due seriousness. I have to make bread today too. Oh gosh, so many things to do, so much to happen, so much happening. So walk the fire, yeah, I'm not sure how to approach this. He's given us several prompts that we can work with. And one of the things that I don't know is if there's any ritual, any tradition associated with this, or if it's pretty much unique to each world. So I have to kind of play that by ear a little bit. So I have to try to figure out a story that I can tell in this world. And it's actually quite fun. It's a lot like writing for the workshop. Is that I've got a time limit, got a word limit, and I've got a context. Go. So yeah. And there's lots of things I keep thinking of. I keep thinking of different things. What kind of conflicts could arise? Interesting, there's a hawk on. Hawk took a sparrow. Very cool. Just walking along and there's a kestrel standing in the middle of the road and I realized he's standing on a bird. Maybe it was a kestrel, maybe it was something else. It seems a little big for a kestrel. Kestrel's only like robin size, it seems bigger. And I think kestrels took birds, but maybe they do. Anyway, So yeah, I've got this story, or the need for a story, this hole where a story needs to go, banging around in my head today, and the feeling that, oh my God, I should have written this last month, is very strong this morning. I think that was John's intent, was to round up the few of us who have still yet to turn in a story. I don't think I've even signed a contract yet. Eastern turn. That sun does beat right into my face. Still, even perhaps even more. Well, not into my face because I got my ball cap on today, but it's quite warm, shining on me. It's through a hole in the clouds, actually. There's a definite sense of fall in the air today. I don't know if it's because of the coolness or the something in the air itself. It has kind of a, and there's not a lot of leaves around, but I was gonna say it has a lot of dry leaf scent to it. But I'm not seeing a lot of dry leaves. I'm not seeing a lot of leaves on the ground. There are a few. Even the trees are still mostly green. Interesting. Oh, and there's Febreze. Somebody's doing, not Febreze. It's one of the dryer sheets. I can smell it. Somebody's doing laundry. Something that I suspect we'll be doing around my house today. Laundry, cooking. Yes, so it should be a good day. I'm looking forward to the day to be. And what else to say today? The idea of memoir keeps popping up in my brain. It's like, what kind of memoir would I write? I write about. So to me, it's all kind of boring because I was there and I know how stupid I was and I know how boring it is. And how silly, when I wasn't being stupid, I could become. I don't have Endomondo running today, so I don't have any idea what my pace might be. I hope I'm stepping along smartly, but there are days when I wonder, you know, it's how fast are you walking? One indicator is the time on the recorder. Because I start the recorder at almost exactly the same point every single day. There's a stop sign on the route. It's on the corner. When I leave the main road, head down into the neighborhood, that I click the button when I walk past that sign. And sometimes you'll hear car stop at the stop sign, you'll hear water running into the storm sewer right there. So there's lots of sounds that frequently accompany my turning on the recorder. But it's always at the same spot, and so I always turn it off when I reach the back gate, which gives me a pretty much consistent distance. So the length of the podcast is a function of that distance and how fast I cover it. I noted yesterday it was only like 18 minutes, which was pretty good. I have no idea what I've got on there today. It's in my pocket. I haven't looked. I'm assuming it's recording. I could get home and find a nasty surprise. It wouldn't be the first time, but it's been a while since I've had one go totally belly up on me. I also probably get a chance to go on to Writer's Podcast and the Roundtable and do a story idea. I'm trying to think of some of the story ideas that I might take on there. just to sit on the other side of the table. And what I'm thinking of is that I've got all these characters that have been kind of beaten around in the back of my brain. I sort of don't want to start a new universe. I've already got two that are more than I can keep up with. Starting a new universe would be problematic. If I can fold them into one of my existing universe stories. Perhaps into Odin's outpost. Maybe that's where they're from. Maybe that's where I know them from, is Odin's outpost, and they're trying to tell me I need to get back there. Excuse me. Turn north. It's quite a breeze here this morning. Yeah, a lot of the grasses out there in the field now have turned brown, not just golden, but a red brown. I think those are weeds, actually. It's gorgeous, 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 though. I love this kind of weather. It's very cool. I'm absolutely comfortable in my denim shirt and a pullover. But it's got just a hint of coolness to it. Feels quite lovely. So Moreau will probably be publishing that talk later today or tomorrow. I'm not sure how he's going to do it. He wants to use it to help promote the anthology, and I don't blame him. It was five of us. I think it was a nice conversation about being an indie author and social media and writing. We didn't get too much into craft, which is not too surprising. Talked a lot about working in collaborative worlds, the upside and the downside. We didn't really talk too much about the downside. The downside is it takes time, takes attention. It's not so much the time as it is the attention. So while I'm thinking about this story, I'm not thinking about other stories. And I really have to finish one project before I can start another one. It's just, my brain doesn't really like interrupting, which is weird. It's gonna have to, though, because as close as I've got, I don't think I've really got it close enough to finish and still do the short story after, for Zephyr's Call. So it'll have to hold on for another couple of days while I fart around with the story. So here I am, back at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. It'll be Saturday, and I'll talk to you then.